Hi everyone, my name is Matt. I'm the Youth and Family Pastor at Cornerstone Church in Marshfield. I'm here today with the Cornerstone Connection, a daily devotional. Well friends, I want to start with this today. Are you one of those folks who wakes up, looks in the mirror, and every once in a while you go, oh man, I'm just not getting any younger. I bet I'm not alone, because it's just part of our natural life, right? Our bodies continue to get older and they continue to show that they're getting older, right? It doesn't take long for me. I don't have to get too close to the mirror in the morning to see that, yeah, indeed, gray is coming in this beard. And yes, indeed, this hairline is a little bit further back than it used to be. It's just part of us being human, right? Well, there's something that you can't see in the mirror. And the Apostle Paul talks about that in the letter of 2 Corinthians in chapter 4. And it's a beautiful chapter. I really encourage you to read the whole thing. And it's a famous chapter where he talks about the fact that we as Christ followers, we are jars of clay and that we can be pressed in on every side, but we're never going to be crushed. That this world might try to come against us and the God of this world, Satan himself, the prince of darkness, he might try to overshadow us and press against us. But for those who are in Christ, for those who have the hope of glory, we can continue to press on and press in. And then the Apostle Paul, he gets to the last three verses of chapter 4. And I just find them so encouraging. And I wanted to share them with you because there's a really good chance that if you're like me, there's days you don't even get to the mirror. You're just waking up and you're laying in bed. And you're like, oh, another day. I got to get my body out of bed and stand up and do this again. I have those days. And perhaps you do too. But I get so much encouragement from the Word of God, from the Apostle Paul's pen here in 2 Corinthians 4, starting verse 16. Because even though we might feel the aches and the pains in our bodies, even though we might see the wearing of life when we look in the mirror, there's something we can't see. And there's something we can trust in those moments and on those days. And the Apostle Paul says it this way. He says, therefore, we do not lose heart. We do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away. Yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Just think about that for a moment. Imagine if each and every day, this physical body, what you see on the outside, was being renewed day by day. The Apostle Paul says, well, that's not true. We're wasting away. Our outward bodies are getting older. We can see that. But he says, within our spirit, we're being made new day by day because of what Jesus has done. Verse 17. He goes on to talk about this. It says, for our light and momentary troubles, they're achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Think about the contrast there. He says, you're going to go through this life in that physical body that's hurting and wasting away. So you're going to face troubles in this life. But remember, in comparison to the eternal weight of glory that you're going to experience because of what you hold on the inside. He says, these troubles are really only light and momentary. Be encouraged by that. Then verse 18. He says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, not on what we can see in the mirror, not on the conflict that we have in front of us at work, not on the relational issues we might have in our own family, not on the money problems that we're dealing with. Fill in the blank. He says, we don't fix our eyes on that which is seen, but he says, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Friends, if today was one of those days, where getting out of bed was just hard, or looking in the mirror was a reminder that, man, I am getting older and life isn't getting any easier. My hope and my prayer is that just simply hearing these three verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 today have been a great encouragement to you as they have been for me. Friends, if you're in Christ, that means that Christ is in you. And so what you hold within you, what you cannot see, is being renewed in you day by day. And because of that, you have an eternal glory that far outweighs the light and momentary troubles of this world. So we can, as followers of Jesus, fix our eyes on that which we can't see in a mirror. And we can have great hope. And not just hold that hope for ourselves, but we can hold that hope for others. Receive that, accept that, and live it out for God's glory, for the good of others, and for your own good. Have a great day, friends. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.